Hi, my name is Francesco Di Gioia and I'm a postdoc of the Department of Horticultural Science of the University of Florida, and I am located at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee. In this poster titled Anaerobic Soil Disinfestation, Carbon Rate Effects on Soil pH, Temperature, Redox Potential, and Tomato Plant Growth, I am presenting some of the preliminary results of a study that was conducted by me with Dr. Monica Ozores-Sampton and in collaboration with Dr. Jason Ong and Dr. Aaron Roscoff from the USDA ARS Horticultural Research Laboratory in Fort Pierce. What is anaerobic soil disinfestation? It is a non-chemical soil disinfestation technique proposed as alternative to chemical soil fumigation for the control of several soil-borne pathogens, plant parasitic nematodes, and weeds. And it has been tested on several crops already. The anaerobic soil disinfestation is applied in three steps. The first step is the soil amendment with a labile carbon source. And in this case, in our experiment, we are using melassa as a carbon source because melassa is a byproduct of the sugarcane industry. It's easily available here in Florida. And also is demonstrated to be very effective in reducing condition in the soil. The second step is to cover the soil with totally impermeable film or with soil solarization film. The third step is consists in irrigating the soil to saturation. And in previous studies, it was defined that 5 centimeters of water are enough to saturate the top 10 centimeters of soil under Florida condition in the typical Florida sandy soils. So we consider this initial irrigation rate as a standard, a good standard. These three steps allow to create anaerobic condition in the soil and stimulate the anaerobic decomposition of the incorporated organic material. And this process is operated mainly through facultative anaerobic microorganisms producing a series of organic compounds, including organic acids and volatile organic compounds, that are toxic or suppressive to several soil-borne pathogens, plant parasitic nematodes, and weeds. The objective of this experiment was to determine the effect of increasing melassa's rate on soil pH, temperature, redox potential, and also on tomato plant growth. Tomato is the main vegetable crop in Florida and is extremely important in Southwest Florida, and is for this reason we wanted to test the melassa rate on this crop, and because our ultimate objective is to transfer the ASD technology to commercial growers that are interested in substituting the chemical soil fumigation with more sustainable non-chemical alternatives. The experiment was conducted in a greenhouse of the UF Southwest Florida Research and Education Center during the fall-winter season of 2015. Black plastic pots of having a volume of 10 liters were filled with sandy soil, and we used the soil typical of the Immokalee area, which is classified as fine sand, and the soil of each pot was amended with composted poultry litter at the rate applied at the rate of 22 megagram per hectare. Then the soil was amended with melassa, except for the control, they received zero melassa. We applied 13.9 cubic meters per hectare, 27.7, 41.6, and 55.5 cubic meters per hectare of melassa in each pot. Pots were saturated with 5 centimeters, the equivalent of 5 centimeters of water, and after the water application, where the top part of the pot was mulched with black on white total impermeable film, which was maintained tightly on the pot using rubber bands. Treatments were arranged according to a randomized complete block design with 4 replication, and each plot, each experimental unit, consisted of 5 pots. 3 weeks after treatment application, tomato seedlings of the cultivar Ridge Runner, which is a round fresh market tomato variety, were transplanted in each pot to evaluate later on the plant growth response. Here in at the bottom left, you can see the way we apply the melassa, and also you have a panoramic view of the trial with the pot mulched with the total impermeable film, and at the left corner at the bottom we have a view of the experiment with the tomato seedling just transplanted, and finally in the fourth picture we have a view of the crop stage at the same day we performed the biometric assessment 30 days after after planting. Let's go to the results. And during the 3-week treatment period, we monitored the soil temperature and the soil redox potential using probes connected to data loggers to have continuous reading. And we observed that the soil temperature was on average 25.8 Celsius degree and was not influenced or not affected by the molasses rate. Also, the cumulative redox potential was not influenced by the molasses rate, except for the control, they showed significantly lower cumulative redox potential, as you can see here in the first graph. Even the lowest molasses rate achieved enough anaerobic condition. At the end of the 3-week treatment period, soil pH, we measure also the soil pH, and we observe that soil pH decreased with increasing the molasses rate, ranging from 8.4 in the control to 5.1 with the highest molasses rate. This is pretty interesting because normally this soil has a pH of 7.7. The addition of the composted poultry litter probably caused an increase of the soil pH, but on the other side, the anaerobic soil disinfestation treatment and the molasses rate basically caused a substantial decrease of the soil pH, and this is likely due to the accumulation of organic acids produced during the anaerobic decomposition of the organic material incorporated in the soil. However, a few days after transplanting, we observed that Plants grown in pots that received the highest molasses rate were suffering and showed clear phytotoxicity symptoms. And then we observed that with the highest molasses rate, we had 35% of plant mortality, while with the second lower higher molasses rate, 41.6 cubic meter per hectare, we had 10% of plant mortality. No plant mortality was observed for the other treatment. However, the application of 27.7 cubic meter per hectare caused some a decrease of the plant growth, as it was observed with the biometric assessment. Here in this table, you can see that the total plant dry biomass was similar at zero and at 13.9 cubic meter per hectare of melassa. However, the total plant dry biomass consistently declined with increasing the melassa's rate. So, in conclusion, we can say that melassa is an effective carbon source for generating, reducing anaerobic anaerobic condition in the soil. However, application rates above 13.9 cubic meter per hectare resulted in phytotoxicity 3 weeks after treatment application. Most likely, if we delay the transplant of another week or another couple of weeks, this phytotoxicity effect may be not the same, may be reduced, but the growers are really not willing to have a waiting time of more than 3 weeks, because they are used to have a soil disinfestation treatment with a chemical fumigation that lasts maximum 3 weeks. So it's better to adjust the molasses rate rather than extend the waiting time. Thank you for your attention, and please, if you are interested in this subject, visit the webpage of the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center, where we have a section on anaerobic soil disinfestation with more information and several references, or visit the webpage of the USDA Infopeers. Thank you.